A project being undertaken by the University of Arizona and its health sciences arm is coming about thanks to the largest National Institutes of Health grant the state has ever received. U of A is going to use the $60 million over 5 years to try to get vital DNA and health data from 100,000 people. The project, known as All of Us, aims to get data and biomedical information from people of different races, ages, backgrounds, and environments to focus on more individualized medical treatment. Dr. Andreas Theodorou is Chief Executive Officer for the Banner University Medical Group. He's with me to explain more details. So, Doctor, what is at the core of the All of Us project?
This is a very large project that the NIH has launched. We're looking to enroll 1 million or more people from across the country, all walks of life, to build really one of the world's largest and most diverse databases that can be used for health research. The ultimate goal is to advance how we use and how we understand what folks call personalized medicine. So this database, by enrolling 1 million or more people and drawing from all walks of life, you'll have the very old, the young, the healthy, the sick, all ethnic groups, all socioeconomic status. We're truly going to try to enroll from across our country so that all these groups get to benefit from healthcare research. You may be aware many of these people actually aren't involved in health research. So when studies reveal treatments, those treatments are often good for the average population. No one has ever determined, do they work for other groups, for other people, or across the spectrum?
When you mention personalized medicine, that brings up a lot of things to a lot of people. The Human Genome Project was one that was supposed to make it easier for individualization of patients and making sure that we get the proper care, because we're all unique individuals as human beings. So how much of a difference could a database like this make at a practical level? And then if we're talking even sort of pie in the sky, what are the highest hopes?
The project itself, from all of these volunteers, all these participants, you're going to collect biospecimens, blood and urine, and on those we will do a variety of tests, not just genetics, but that will be part of it, but other lab tests and biological markers. We'll do studies on the biospecimens. We'll collect a personal survey that they'll take, so that lifestyle, exercise, environment, diet, all that will be collected. And in addition, the electronic health record will feed in. So now you have those three major parts to the data, where you have personal biology, including genetics, personal lifestyle, as reported to us by the participants, and also their environment. Where have they lived? Where have they traveled? So you put all that together, and now you have the opportunity to do literally thousands of studies asking questions that could help us understand disease better, help us understand risk for disease, and also help us understand how should we live based on who we are, not just what is sort of okay for the general population. So those are, the three basic categories of research: understanding disease, understanding health from a prevention standpoint, and understanding disease treatment.
So to what extent do you think research has been either lacking or even skewed to some extent because there's been too narrow a pool of data when it comes to people either taking, being involved in it or being willing to give their information or even knowing that information was possible to share?
First of all, at a very basic level, our ability to do the genetic studies is a relatively recent phenomenon, right? The Human Genome Project has led to information that just didn't exist before. And new technology has allowed us to actually do those tests much faster and at a much lower cost. So technology wasn't available in the past to do this type of thing. And the other piece is the big data. Think about how large this database will be. Our ability to manage big data didn't exist before, to be able to put the pieces to the puzzle together. So this is really the opportunity. It's not a knock on any previous studies or any previous intent to study. It's just the technology didn't exist to attempt something like this. So now we can take advantage of what we've learned in the past to move forward.
From a privacy standpoint, is there any concern about that, where the entire medical data of a person is going to be available for maybe any scientist to see forever? Do you have any concerns about that? Are there going to be some built-in protections just in case?
First of all, the information that's put into the database that will be used by the scientist is de-identified. That means your name and other features that could put your data together with you are separated. The NIH has invested into always upgrading and doing what it takes to keep your data safe. There is an agreement, a certificate of confidentiality that's involved here, because it's a federal grant, so that your data is safe and insurance companies and your place of employment and the authorities can't access that. It's actually protected information by law. Now, on the other hand, what makes this study actually unique is that if you're a volunteer participant, you will have access to a portal where all your data is available to you. So as information is discovered, as lab tests are done, as you feed in data from your medical, your electronic health record, you can go into a portal and follow your health based on all those results.
Dr. Andreas Theodorou is Chief Executive Officer for the Banner University Medical Group.